Kwame Williams was born and raised in Ghana before immigrating to America with his family when he was 8 years old. A childhood passion led him to pursue an aerospace engineering degree at MIT, where he eventually worked with NASA. But it was when he returned to Ghana on a trip and encountered the super crop Moringa that Kwame set off on an entrepreneurial journey that led to a company which uses the Moringa tree to eradicate rural poverty and also a clean beauty brand. So how did he go from rocket science to agriculture and entrepreneurship? This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. This week, Kwame shares his story.
So I was born in Ghana, in Accra, the capital, and grew up in a middle-class family with one sort of weird quirk. I was just extremely passionate about aviation growing up. I just loved anything that flew. I would pretend to be a bird and would jump around anytime I saw a plane fly overhead. So it was just kind of this, you know, geeky, nerdy aviation enthusiast in Ghana, in Accra, growing up. And I always thought that, you know, I would either build things that fly or be a pilot or just something that would, you know, put me in the air. It was just fascinating that we could be suspended in the air and just soar above everything. And there was something about that idea that was just very appealing to me. So in the fourth grade, my family won the U.S. Visa Lottery, the Diversity Visa Lottery. So we're one of, I don't know how many thousands of people, I guess, from Ghana and across the world that ultimately get sort of fast-tracked to getting a visa to the United States, and we immigrated as a family. And, I mean, the dream was, you know, pursue the American dream, pursue better opportunities from education to work. So my parents were, I mean, kind of worked through the corporate ladder in Ghana and were both in managerial positions and basically gave it all up so that my brother and I could have a chance at life in America. So I get to the U.S. and I'm like, America is amazing. My first meal is a Happy Meal at JFK, right outside of JFK, with a Playhouse. I'd never been to a McDonald's or a Playhouse or even had a cheeseburger. And, you know, all these weird little things that just flooded my thought process, cementing in my mind that America is like heaven. They'll very quickly change as I watch my parents, you know, kind of struggle as, you know, an immigrant family working multiple jobs to keep up with the bills here and support family back in Ghana. And for me, I got right into public school in Baltimore and got into a lot of robotics in high school. So I started to tinker and build things, and I realized that aerospace engineering would sort of be the fusion between my childhood fascination with aviation and sort of my high school experiences of building mechanical systems. And so I started to pursue research, where's the best school for aerospace engineering? And MIT was number one, and I said, that's where I want to go. So I started praying and working really hard to get into MIT. And thankfully, I was able to do that. In my mind, I thought, this is perfect. Everything I had sort of hoped for and that my parents had sacrificed for and everything that I'm passionate about is all aligned. And until a mentor of mine was like, you should go back to Ghana. You should reconnect with, you know, the culture and people and just experience it again. It had been 10 years since I had left. I left in 2000 and 2010, summer of 2010. And I'm just like, oh, all right, I'll go. Like in my mind, you know, the only connections to Ghana was family back home. It's, you know, talking to my grandma, my aunts, and eating food that my mom still cooked for us in the States. So I thought I have enough connections. But I'm so glad looking back that I went on that trip because it changed everything for me. It really challenged my thought process about life, about the fact that I'd been blessed with so much by being at MIT, by being exposed to so many things, by being in the U.S., and that a lot of the things that I've been given and exposed to could actually help people in Ghana, could help address, you know, the challenges they were facing. And so seeing rural poverty up close just challenged me to rethink how I could leverage everything that I've been given to address the challenges that I got to see and experience firsthand. So step one was utter confusion. I went back to MIT, so it's my final 2 years there, and I'm just like, what in the world am I going to do? How do you connect rocket science to international development? And thankfully, I got introduced to a program at MIT called D-Lab, which says, whatever you're studying at MIT or at Harvard or at Wellesley, come into this program and let's figure out how we can take all of various disciplines and work with people in the developing world to solve the different challenges that they have, co-create solutions together. And so my senior year, it worked out finally for me to literally tweak my aerospace engineering major. I created the first global development concentration in the major, which allowed me to take this course. And that was really the beginning. That journey in D-Lab's course ultimately took me back to Ghana again in January of 2012. This time, I was armed with a lot more information about how to work with people in the developing world to solve challenges together. And I was also traveling that same trip with my incredible co-founder, Emily Cunningham. So she was also cross-registering in that class from Harvard. And we both just became super passionate about trying to help rural farmers address the different challenges that they have. And one of the key challenges that they had shared with us throughout our trip was this tree called Moringa. I'd never heard of a Moringa before. And they're just like, it's a miracle tree. The leaves, aid organizations had given them seeds to plant the leaves, saying that it would cure the malnutrition and that the seeds as well were valuable and contained a really incredible cosmetic oil. And so they had just been pumped about planting Moringa trees. And the reality was that when funding ran out from tree planting campaigns, they aid organizations packed up and the trees just stayed in people's backyards. And they're like, okay, so how exactly do I eat this? And who's going to come and buy the seeds and help me make money from this? And that's where Emily and I stepped in. And we realized that if this tree is a tenth as amazing as these farmers are saying, then there really is something here. The solution to hunger, poverty, and some of the challenges that they're facing is right in their backyard. And we just have to build the systems that connect farmers to the value in their trees and connect anything we can make from the tree to global consumers. A beauty brand, True Moringa, and as well a food brand, Minga Foods. And that's the beginning of Moringa Connect.
Kwame Williams, co-founder and CEO of Moringa Connect, maker of the beauty brand True Moringa. Eureka's back again next Friday, but before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond, and I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.